Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we are streaming live our 59th church anniversary revival. And so at this time, we're going to switch right over.
Is now off hold.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. We are in our 59th church anniversary revival of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, located in Camden, New Jersey, our headquarters church. Praise the Lord, and we welcome you to this great revival. We thank God for blessing us to come together just one more time by teleconference. And for those of you who are listening to my broadcast, this service is being streamed live, and we welcome you to join us in praise and worship. Amen. And we're looking for a great time in the Lord, so get ready to have a good time.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Get ready for a miracle. Get ready for God to move just for you.
All right now.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know how anybody else feels who is listening, but I feel a praise on the inside. I feel lifting up the name of Jesus a little bit higher because he is worthy of all the praise. Oh, glory to God.
All right.
Thank God. I'm already excited. I'm already praising the Lord because he's done so many wonderful things. But before we go any further, we're going to bring our minds in. Praise be to God. We're going to prepare our hearts that we can go before the Lord in prayer. And we thank God for all of you who are on the line and who are on the radio in the foreign countries, in the many countries all around the world. We thank God for you for listening in to tonight. So at this time, we're going to ask our own Elder Guy Austin to lead us in our opening prayer. God bless Elder Austin.
Amen. First, God, let's just thank God, amen, for this 59th church anniversary revival. As we go to the throne of grace, oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you how that you kept us, oh God. Lord, because we couldn't keep ourselves. But Lord, we thank you how you blessed us to see a brand new day. Lord, we thank you for health and strength. We thank you for a sound mind. And oh God, as you look on each and every one, oh God, that's on the teleconference line. Oh God, as you move by your spirit tonight. Lord, let your anointing, oh God, destroy yokes tonight, oh God. Bind the enemy, oh God. Lord, move every hindrance and every stumbling block. Lord, we look into you, oh God, because without you, Lord, we can do nothing. Lord, ask you to touch right now. Oh God, you the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, you change not, oh God. And Lord, ask you to touch those, oh God, that sick and afflicted in their bodies, oh God. And oh God, we ask you to move right now. Lord, you still still working miracles. You're still healing, and you're still delivering. And, oh, God, we look into you, Lord, because you're the author and the finisher of our faith. And, oh, God, as you look on each and every one, oh, God, Lord, you know the needs, oh, God. Lord, as you meet the needs according to your will. And, oh, God, we ask you to bless the speaker on tonight. Lord, let your anointing, oh, God, flow through the airways, oh, God. Oh, God, look on those that don't know you and the pardon of their sins. And, oh, God, that should touch hearts and minds, oh, God. Take out that stony heart, Lord. Give them a heart of flesh, oh, God. Lord, give us a ear to hear what the Spirit have to say unto the church. And, oh, God, we ask you to look on our leaders, oh, God. Look on our president, Pastor Richard Jackson, oh, God, and all the ministers and all the mothers, all the saints, oh, God. Lord, those that's going through their tests, trials, and tribulation. Lord, you said in your word you won't leave us, nor will you forsake us. And, oh, God, as you lift them up, oh, God. Lord, as you look on the bereaved families tonight. Oh, God, as you to comfort them, oh, God. Take out the pain, oh, God. Encourage their hearts, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we just want to say thank you tonight. We thank you, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for how that you have blessed us and how you are keeping us, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In a time like this, Lord, Lord, we need you. Lord, we can't make it without you, oh, God. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch right now, oh, God. Oh, God, encourage hearts and minds, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, God, look on those, oh, God, that have the virus, oh, God. Lord, we ask you to increase their faith, oh, God. Lord, we ask you to bless them, oh, God. Lord, we ask you, oh, God, to restore their heart and their mind and their soul, oh, God. You put a hunger and a thirst down in their souls, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, as you have your way, Lord. And we just thank you. We thank you for all things. Oh, God, continue to have your way. Lord, move by your spirit, oh, God. And, oh, God, we thank you for this day. Oh, God, continue to have your way. Oh, God, cover us each and every one with your blood, your grace, and your mercy. And, Lord, we look into you. Lord, as we go through this time, oh, God. Oh, God, because we're living in perilous times. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to bless in a mighty way. And, Lord, we thank you for all things. Have your way in the service tonight, oh, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, continue to have your way. Touch hearts and minds tonight. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask thee blessing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we give the Lord a thanks, everyone? Give God thanks. Let's say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have so much to be thankful for. And I just want to say, praise God and acknowledge what the Lord has done. And I just want to give honor to our president, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for him. And we thank God for all the people of God. And I give honor to whom honor is due and everyone in their respective places. And I just want to point out the theme for this great revival, trust God. Bear that in mind. It's important that we trust God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Keep looking to the Lord. And I know that we are still feeling that heaviness, that pain of our loss of our vice president, Pastor Lewis Marshall. And we ask that you will continue to keep the family in prayer and the church family in prayer. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our opening scripture by missionary Linda Reagan Kitt. God bless missionary Kitt.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone, our pastors, our overseers, I'm going to read from Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. That's Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. All the commandments which I have commanded thee this day shall ye unto do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your father. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. I have read Deuteronomy 8 chapter verses 1 through 3. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that.
Amen.
Scripture.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Praise God. We do thank the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn the service over to Evangelist Khadija Hameen for our devotional portion of the service. God bless. Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer and the opening scripture. At this time, we're going to come before you for a brief devotional service. Amen. So please feel free to testify and to sing as the Lord leads.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, help me to hold out.
Right then.
Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out.
Amen.
What number is that? Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Anybody have a song or testimony?
In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everybody. My name is China. I'm from Georgia. Pastor Otis Smith is my pastor. I just want to thank and praise God to be able to be in the number with y'all tonight. I thank and praise God how he woke me up this morning. I thank God for everything. I've been going through some things, but that's okay. And I want to thank the Lord for my brother. He's here with me. I thank God for him. You know, he's been going through some things. And I just ask the Lord to keep him, you know, and take care of him. And I just thank God for my pastor, Pastor Otis. Oh, man, I thank God for him. Now, he's a true man of God, and I love my pastor, and we love the whole family. But I just thank and praise God for being able to be here tonight. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you. I thank the Lord for being here. God bless you.
Truly give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, to Bishop Jackson, to Mother Marcia, to everybody in God's house, everybody here online, excuse me. I just thank the Lord for life out the strength today. I thank him for his mercy and his grace. I thank God for how good God has been to me. I thank the Lord for healing my body of cancer. I just thank God. I can't thank him enough for what he's done for me. I thank God for coming in my life one day, for converting and sanctifying me, fill me with his Holy Ghost. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Any more testimonies or anybody, does anybody have a song they'd like to sing?
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die.
Trust in the Lord until we die. Praise God. God bless you. Look where
Hello.
He called me from.
And then was somebody trying to sing?
Look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. He brought me out of darkness, walking in the light. Look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. He brought me out of darkness, walking in the light. Look where he brought me from. I've got a hiding place. I've got a hiding place. He brought me out of darkness, walking in the light. Look where he brought me from. I'm gonna praise his name. I'm gonna praise his name. He brought me out of darkness, walking in the light. Look where he brought me from. Yes, Lord, I do give on to the Spirit of God tonight, to our President, President Richard Jackson, to everyone on the lines, even to my pastor, Pastor Jerry Bennett, and every listener. I thank and praise God to just have a little portion of this 59th church anniversary of Christian Temple. You know, I haven't been here the whole 59 years. But the song said, look where he brought me from. I thank and praise God for the years that I've been here. I thank and praise the Lord. The Lord began to bring me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I thank and praise God. All the many blessings God continues to bestow upon me. I thank and praise God. No goodness of my own. I thank and praise the Lord for the mind that goes through. Thank and praise the Lord for the mind to hold on in these last new days. And I do desire you could please continue to pray much for me.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Don't want to cut you off? Amen. But if there are no more songs or testimonies, at this time we are going to turn the service back into the hands of the moderator.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the devotional service. We thank God for the song, the praise that were rendered up, and also the testimonies of victory. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to move on further into the service. And now we're going to have our church history by our church mother, Mother Lily Tyler. God bless Mother Lily Tyler.
Praise the Lord, saints. I do give honor tonight to our president, Pastor Jackson, and also to our general assistant and Southern District Mother, Mother Janice Marshall, to all of our pastors, elders, ministers, mothers, everyone on the line. I have tonight to read, it's just a brief history of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God and its founder, Pastor Samuel W. Hoag, Sr. The Christian Temple Assembly Church of God began in November of 1962 when the Lord called Pastor Samuel W. Hoag, Sr. to begin his ministry in Camden, New Jersey. He was a young minister, 22 years old. God gave him a zeal and loving concern for the salvation of souls within the city. Following the leading of the Lord, he sought a place to hold service. He rented an empty storefront building and at once rolled up his sleeves to renovate it to make it suitable for church services. And this building was at 844 Pine Street. The Lord set his approval on this ministry by sending in people from the city to hear the word of God. The church soon became a refuge for youth seeking a better life. Through Pastor Hoag's obedience to God, many young people's lives were turned around. God's word converted them, and they became members of the body of Christ. By their witness of the power of God to change a person's life, others came into the church. The membership of the church increased until there was a need for larger quarters. In 1973, Christian Temple moved to 910 Shelton Avenue in another part of the city. The Lord continued blessing Pastor Hoag's ministry. His watchful care over God's people has produced much fruit. Some of those early members are now preachers of the gospel and pastors of other churches established under his leadership. Branches of this assembly are now in Glassboro, New Jersey, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Maryland, Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida. God's word knows no boundaries. Pastor Hoag had an anointed ministry in Alaska. God led him to live there and preach the gospel for several years. The church on Shelton Avenue suffered a disastrous fire a few years ago, but God blessed us to build a new sanctuary on that same spot. Since that time, the Lord called Apostle Hoag home, and he is greatly missed. This brief history does not tell all that God has done through the years. We're holding fast to our faith that God will continue to bless this assembly of God, God's people, that began and has prospered by his leading. And I do thank the Lord for this. It truly is a brief history, saints. There's no way that we could tell all that God has done in these 59 years of the establishment of the church. For all, everyone who has a part, everyone has a part in this history of the church. And I just thank God for all that small portion that I was able to read unto you. But saints, we have a whole lot to thank God for. God bless you, saints. Back into the hands of the moderator.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Mother Tyler reading that beautiful church history. Amen. And like she stated, it does not encompass the whole entire 59 years, but those are the highlights. Praise God, and God did so much more. So we are so thankful. We thank God for Mother Tyler. And all at this time, we're going to be favored with the selection by Elder Sister Sharon Simpkins out of Glassboro, New Jersey. God bless Elder Sister Simpkins.
God bless everyone. Give an honor to whom honor is due, to all our leaders. Amen. We're going to sing a song that the Lord given unto me on the other day. Pray for me.
I get a blessing every day, every day. I get a blessing every day, every day. On Monday he gives me peace of mind, Tuesday he gives me joy divine, Wednesday he every word I say, Thursday he'll always make a way, Friday and Saturday and Sunday. I get a blessing every day, every day. I get a blessing every day, every day. I get a blessing every day, every day. On Monday he gives me peace of mind, Tuesday he gives me joy divine, Wednesday he hears every word I say, Thursday he'll always make a way, Friday and Saturday and Sunday. I get a blessing every day, every day, every day, every day. I get a blessing every day, every day.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. I get a blessing every day. We thank God for that beautiful selection. And you can just start counting the blessings and you won't be able to count them all up. Praise be to God. Because God is blessing us every day. And
amen.
I want to say to you to be thankful for the Lord. He didn't have to bless us, but we get a blessing every day. Every day we open our eyes, it's a blessing. Praise God. I truly enjoyed that beautiful selection. We thank God for her, Elder Sister Sharon Simpkins, the assistant pastor at Faith Temple Church of God in Glassboro, New Jersey. Praise the Lord. And where Pastor Gary Simpkins is the pastor. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to ask you to bring your minds in and prepare your heart for the Word of God. And we have a dynamic speaker on tonight. And you don't want to miss what God has for you through the Word of God. And we ask that you will pray along with the speaker and also for the speaker as she comes forth and minister unto us. And at this time, I present to you Elder Sister Linda Calloway, the assistant pastor of Deliverance Temple Holiness Church of God in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where Pastor Gary Calloway is the pastor. And at this time, the next voice you will hear is Elder Sister Linda Calloway. God bless.
Elder Sister Linda Calloway.
God bless you. Bless you. Praise and thank for you. Praise and thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise and thank God. God is good. Give it on to the Lord. Give it on to Pastor Jackson. Amen. Overseer. Amen. Give on to our own pastor. Give on to all the ministers, the mothers, the advantage to everyone on the line. Amen. We praise and thank God for this opportunity to say something for the Lord. Amen. God is good and he's worthy of all the praises that we can give him. Praise and thank God for this 59th annual church anniversary. Amen. We praise and thank God. God is good. He's worthy of all the praises. And if I would even thought it would be, show me thy way. Show me the way. Amen. We want the Lord to show us the way. Amen. We will go to Psalms, the 25th number of Psalms. And we're going to start at the 4th verse. 25th number of Psalms, starting at the 4th verse. And it reads, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth. Teach me. I'm sorry. Lead me into thy truth. And teach me, for thou art God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Amen. We pray and thank God. We want the Lord to show us the way. Amen. Show us the way, they said, O Lord, and teach us that path. Amen. As believers, we want the Lord to do something for us. Amen. We want the Lord to show us the way. Show us the way of salvation. Amen. The miracles that God has given us. Amen. Through the saints of God. Amen. Down through the years, we know that God is real. Amen. When God shows us things that we know not of, amen, God will show it to us. He said, but never really know God. Some people never really know the Lord, but we want to know the Lord. As Paul said, we want to know him in the power of his resurrection. Amen, the fellowship of his suffering. Amen, we got to know the Lord. Amen, and understand his ways. Amen, the role of testing. We know we're going to be tested. Amen, we're going to go through hardships. Amen, waiting on the Lord. Amen, we got to have humility. Amen. Brokenness, prayer and fasting, faith, wisdom and guidance and perseverance and purity. Amen. To the Lord. Amen. Because we know God we're gonna show us the way. That we must be eager to wait upon God all the day. Amen. We're eager to wait on God. Amen. So wait on him and be of good courage. He will strengthen our hearts. All we got to do is wait on God. Amen. So be humble, submissive to God. Amen. Submitted to God. Amen. We must be humble to God and submitted to God and meet ourselves a God and have ourselves to be a godly living life. A godly living. Amen. Ourselves. A godly living for the Lord. Amen. That's what we said. Show us the way, Lord. The Lord going to show you the way. Amen. The ways of him by forsaking sin. Amen. Forsaking and cleanse ourselves from all unrighteousness. Amen. Asking the Lord to forgive our sins. Give us for all the wrong things we have done. Amen. Amen. Now, we got to say, if the Lord said, if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord would not hear me. Amen. That's why we all not regard iniquity in our heart. We got to know the Lord. Amen. We got to give God our heart. We got to believe God, as the scripture has said. He said, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. All we got to do is say, Lord, I believe. Show us the way, God, the way, the truth, and the life. He told us in St. John 14, says, show the way I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. God, we got to know the Lord and the pardon of our sins. We got to know God. Amen. In order to know God, he got to show you the way. Amen. The Holy Ghost will show you the way. Amen. It will show you the way of righteousness. All we got to do is wait on the Lord. Let him teach us and guide us the way that he's supposed to be. I believe Isaiah said, a way shall be there, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. He said, no unclean thing is going to enter on that highway. Amen. We've got to get rid of every unclean thing that they know of, amen, and walk in righteousness, walk in cleanliness, amen, so that we can be able to use by the Lord. Amen. All we got to do is say, Lord, show me the way, Lord. Show me the way, the truth and the life. Show me the way that you want to go. The Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus is the truth. He came down through 40 and two generations just to save a sinner like us. Amen. Holy. But God, he made the way out of no way. Amen. That's why it says show us the way. He knows the way. He knows the way of God. Amen. When you know God's way, you're able to stand your test. When you know God's way, you're able to go through your trials. You're able to go through your brokenness, your heartaches, and your pain. Amen. Because you know the Lord. Amen. You're able to go through. Amen. God will give you a heart after him. He'll give you forgiveness. Heart. He'll give you a heart that meets his requirements. Amen. In a time like this, some people don't know the Lord and the pardon of their sins. But I say get to know him. Get to know him instantly. Get to know him and the pardon of your heart. Let your heart go out to God. Say, Lord, I need thee every day, every minute of the day. You got to cry out to God. You got to say, Lord, show me the way. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord, for his goodness and his mercy. He'll show you a humble way. You won't be lifted. You won't be proud. You won't be high-minded. Lord will show you a humble way, a submissive way, a godly way, a godly living. He'll show you the way. He showed us the things that we know not of. I believe he told Jeremiah and let us know, 33:3, let us know. He should show him the way. Amen. To show the way of the Lord, because the Lord is good. He's worthy of every praise. Amen. God is good. He's worthy of all the praises. We thank God for being such a good God in the life. Show us the way, the truth and the life. We got to let the Lord show us the way. He will show us great and mighty things, he told Jeremiah. He will show him great and mighty things that he know not of. All we got to do is say, Lord, show us the way. Amen. And be able to be obedient and go by the ways of God. Amen. Them ways of God is not like God. Our ways are not like God's ways. Amen. God has a way, amen, that nobody can know. Amen. But when you know God's ways, you're able to stop your mess. You're able anything that's wrong, you will stop doing it. The Lord will teach you the ways that he wants you to go. He'll teach you the good ways. He'll teach you the righteous ways. Iniquity would not be in your heart. Amen. You won't have nothing against nobody. Amen. Yes. You'll have good thoughts. Amen. A good mind. Amen. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Yes. So amen.
Keep my mind. Keep my heart. Keep me, oh God, from this evil of the world. We live in a terrible time. We live in a time now. If God don't show us the way, the devil going to try to show us the way. He's going to show us his way. Amen. That's why we got to go in the ways of God, the ways of the Lord. Because I tell you, time is running out, and the devil is busy stirring up wrath. He's gathering stone to block your path. The enemy is inflicting all the hurt they can, throwing our rocks and hiding their hands. But God wants us to go through. Amen. I'm telling you, the devil, the enemy, he wants to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to him. Because time running out. Amen. The time is moving fast. That's why we got to know God. We got to know him in the pardon of our sin. We got to know the Lord. We got to know this word. The word of God is quick and it's powerful. Sharper than two-edged sword. Amen. Preaching the divine and truth. Son. Amen. We got to know God. We got to know the Lord in the pardon of his sins. That's why I say unto thee, O Lord, do my soul. He said unto thee, O Lord, in the 25th and 1st. In the first verse say, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. He said, my God, I trust in thee. We got to trust God. Amen. I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not thy enemy trample over me. Amen. We can't let our enemies trample over us. Amen. Because when you know God, that was the evil your enemy going to be your footstool. Amen. We got to remember God now. Remember the days of our youth. Remember the Lord now. Why have a plan? Why God is moving in your life. Say, Lord, I want you to teach me. Teach me guidance. And he will protect you. He will guide you in the way that you're supposed to be. He will protect you. That's why he put guardian angels about you. That's why he put guardian angels around you. Amen. Yes. That's why they begin to cry out. Begin the Lord to say, Lord, show me thy way. Oh, Lord, teach me thy path. Teach me that path. Amen. We're going to know the path of the Lord. Amen. There's one way to God. Amen. It's through Jesus Christ. We got to know God and the pardon of our sins. Amen. We got to go to God just as we are. Amen. Come to God with a humble heart. Come to God. Say, Lord, save me from this upward generation. Save me from the things of the world. Because the enemy is like a roaring lion seeking whom may devour. He tries to devour us and try to split us up and take us out of the will of God. Amen. But stay on the path. Stay on the righteous path. Stay on the righteous path. Amen. For the righteous sake, I say, stay on God's righteous path. In a day and time like this, that's why we can say, Lord, I thank you, oh God. So we must be eager to wait upon God. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He said he will strengthen our heart. We must humbly submit ourselves to God every day. Every day, Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me. Help me to go through. I tell you, we're living in an evil time. We're living in a time now for men and the lovers of their own self, boasters, proud, high-minded. I mean, doing everything they can do. Amen. Yes. Against God. Don't want to obey God's word. Yes. Want to hate one another. I'm about to be haters of one another. Amen. Right. Killers of the mothers and fathers. Killing of their own children. Amen. We're living in the last and evil day. Amen. Amen. And all we got to do is say, Lord, show us the way, God. Lord, show me the way. Amen. So that I can be able to stand in this day. Because who can be able to stand? In the last day, who going to be able to stand? Amen. As long as we're in this fleshy tabernacle, amen, the fleshly body, amen, we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to fight. We're going to fight. Say, Lord, show us the way. Amen. Because time is winding up. Amen. And we got to pray for God, the Lord to take us through it. Take us through every day. Lord, take me through it. Amen. Ain't no letting up. Ain't no letting loose. Amen. Ain't no getting loose and nothing. Amen. Hold on. Keep on the whole arm of God that you may be the wiles of the devil. Keep that arm on. Amen. Don't take it off. Say, Lord, I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to look to you. I know, God, that you are the way, the truth, and the light. And I'm going to look to you knowing that you got the power to do all things. And without God, we can't do nothing. Without God, we surely will fall. That's why we got to look to the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. That's why we got to pray every day. Amen. Pray to God that he guide us and lead us into all truth. Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost do. The Holy Ghost come to cover you. The Holy Ghost come to protect you. Amen. Yes, don't let Ghost leave you. Don't do nothing to grieve the Holy Ghost. Don't do nothing to grieve the Lord. Because I tell you, God is standing, he's looking at us. He knows everything about us. He knows our ups and downs. He knows our thoughts are far off. He knows everything about us. That's why we just got to believe God in our hearts. In our minds, in our spirit. Say, Lord, I need you. I need you every day. And since we know that sin is barren, and knowing God is his way. Amen. We got to know God's way. Amen. Yes. We forsake sin. Forsake it. Get rid of it. And let him cleanse and forgive you. Amen. For all of your sins. Amen. We said, Lord, forgive me. Amen. You got to ask God to forgive. God would do it. Nobody can do it like he said. It's far as the east from the west. Amen. Your sins are forgiven. He don't even remember your sins no more. Amen. Yes, if you ask God to forgive you. Amen. Say, Lord, show me the way and forgive me, God, and show me the way. I tell you, God would do it, and he would do it that right early. But you got to know in your heart. You can't regard iniquity in your heart. You got to believe God in your heart. You got to believe God can do it. Amen. You got to believe it, that Lord can make the way for you. Amen. He would do it for you. Say, Lord, show me the way. Show me your ways, Lord. Amen. Not my ways. Not what you think. Not what I think. It's the Lord that's making us through, that's taking us through. Some people go about their education or what they know or what they don't know. Amen. They go by all this stuff. Amen. Yep. But, Lord, you show me your way, God. Show me your way so that I can be able to go through, that I can be able to stand this test that is coming upon you, because the big one have never even came yet. Amen. Somebody said, I've been through so much. Oh, Lord, you better think again, because you're going to go through more as long as we're in this. We're going to go through something. Amen. Yes, but one thing about it, we got God to protect us. We got God. All we got to do is pray. And that prayer, ask the Lord to guide us into all truth, to guide us. And the Lord will guide you and protect you. All you got to do is say, Lord, show me the way. Amen, Lord. I'm going your way. I'm not going to go my way. Sometimes when you're traveling, even on the highway, amen, sometimes you got a feeling. You said, I'm going the wrong way. I'm going the wrong way. And I tell you, sometimes you'll be going the wrong way. Because you say, this don't feel familiar to me. Amen. You'll be going the wrong way all the time. Never forget one time I was going down south. Amen. And I was headed the wrong way. How I thought I was going the right way. I was just talking with this gas and going on. And ended up in the wrong place. And that's what can happen. When you're not focused, when you're not got your mind on the Lord, when you're not reading your word, when you're not praying, when you're not fasting, when you're not doing what God will have you do, you'll be going the wrong way, and you'll be way up the road before you know that you're going the wrong way. Amen. But if I were you, I'd turn around. If I think I'm the wrong way, I would turn around right now and say, Lord, I'm turning to you, God. God, help me, Lord. And protect me, Jesus. Keep me, Lord, from the evil of this world. I tell you, God wants to save us. God wants to deliver us. All you got to do, Lord, save me from this double toward generation. Save me, Lord Jesus.
Amen,
all
Lord.
You got to do is say, Lord, I thank you for being so pray and ask God to keep you in this evil world. Keep you from the temptation. Keep you from the trials and the tribulations. Amen. You're going to go through something, but one thing about it, you got God in your life. You got the Lord to stand by you. And you got somebody that strong. You got somebody that's standing there. Amen. And no one can protect you. Amen. Yes. No gun ain't going to do it. No rifle ain't going to do it. None of these things ain't going to do it. But God will do it. God would do it himself. Amen. Yes. Some people say, I got to protect myself. I got to do this. You ain't got to do nothing. Let God do it. Lord, and God would do it for you. Amen.
Yes,
some people know that God's got to be the one that protects you. They think he's protect them. They think the doctor's going to the lawyer down. All these people are going to do it. No, they can't do it. Only God can do it. Only
That's
God
right.
can do it for you. All you got to do is say, Lord, I'm depending on you to go through me. Because without you, I can't do nothing. You got to put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Because flesh can let you down every time. Amen. That's let you down. But God will never let you down. All you got to do is say, Lord, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you. Show me thy way, Lord. I want to know your way. Not my way. The way is seeming round to a man. The Bible says the ways of sometimes can seem just like you're going the right way. It seems like it. Amen. Sometimes it can be the wrong way. That's why you got to pray and ask the Lord to show you the way. You got to let him go before you. Because if you let him go before you, I tell you the devil will direct you another path. He'll direct you another way. Amen. Mm-hmm. You don't know what time is it in the day. No, you're going the wrong way. Amen.
Yes.
Show me the way, Lord. Show me your way, God. Amen. Without God's way, we are in miserable trouble. We are we're most miserable. And we don't let God show us the way. Amen. That's why David said, show me thy way.
Show me, Lord.
Be thy path. Amen. There's a path we got to go on. Amen.
Yes.
There's a street called Straight. Amen.
Yes.
We got to be on that street. Amen. We can't get off on Broadway. Leave Broadway. Because men are going to go that way. They're going to go to their death. Amen.
Yes.
But stay on Straight Street. Stay on that straight that the God has given us to stay on the straight road. Amen.
Yes.
So that we can stand in an evil time like this. So stay on that way so that God can use you at any time, anywhere. Because I'm telling you, there's going to come a time when you're going to have to meet the big test. Amen.
Yeah.
The devil will say, I blow your brains out. If
Uncle.
You don't you know the Lord. Amen. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Amen.
Yeah.
The devil said, I blow your child blind out if you don't say you don't know the Lord. Amen. You gotta know yourself. I believe God. And you gotta believe God regardless of what kind of danger you come in. You gotta believe God and God will make the way for you. God did it for Daniel. He did it for the three Hebrew boys. God knows that he can do it for us. All you gotta do is depend on the Lord. And said, Lord, show me the way. Show me your way, Lord. Show me your way. Amen. My way don't work. Amen. We done tried it our way. We done tried it our way. Done tried it somebody else's way, the doctor's way, the lawyer's way, everybody else's way, the counselor's way. Amen. But let God show you the way. When God show you the way, everything going to go just fine. Everything going to be all right. Amen. We praise and thank God. And you to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank God for that powerful message. Very timely message. Praise be to God. Lord, show me thy way. And at this time, we're going to ask Pastor Gary Simpkins to lead us to the throne of grace. God bless.
That's the truth. Bow your heads, humble your hearts. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for the messenger this evening, oh God. Oh, God, look on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we ask that you have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, look upon every heart tonight, Lord, every soul, Lord. Oh, God, we ask that you save, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, strengthen your people, Lord, one by one and name by name, oh God. Oh, God, we ask that you have your way, oh God. Oh, God, let our way perish, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. Realize time is winding up, oh God. Oh God, it's getting late in the evening, Lord, and the sun is going down, oh God. Oh God, have mercy tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, look on those that are laying on their sick bed, Lord. Oh God, we ask that you raise them up this evening, oh God. Oh God, look on those that are shut in tonight, Lord. Oh God, have mercy, Lord. Oh God, you know their need tonight, Lord. Oh God, we realize thou art healer tonight, oh God. Oh God, we realize you don't make no mistakes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we realize, oh God, you're a doctor in the operating room, oh God. Oh God, you're a lawyer in the courtroom, oh God. Oh God, you're a mind regulator, huh? You're a heart fist, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we need you to move, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, move from church to church. Move from home to home. Oh, God, move in the schoolhouse. Oh, God, move in the courthouse, oh, God. Oh, God, move in the White House, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, move in our homes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, save in our homes, oh, God. Oh, God, bind the words of Satan, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, watch over us. We travel over the dangerous highway, oh, God. Give us journey and mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, look on our leader this evening, oh, God. Oh, God, continue to strengthen and guide him, oh, God. Oh, God, give him vision. Give him revelation, oh, God. Oh, God, help him to lead and guide your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, look on the bereaved family this evening, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, encourage their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, help them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, keep their mind stayed on you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, let your will be done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we realize you got all power in your hand, oh, God. Oh, God, you can do anything but fail, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, continue to look on our mothers tonight, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, continue to encourage them, oh, God. Oh, God, continue to strengthen and guide them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, look upon every deacon tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, every missionary, oh, God. Oh, God, every evangelist, oh, God. Oh, God, every elder, oh, God. Oh, God, every pastor, every lay member, every boy and girl tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that you save tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, have your way, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, you know I need right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask, oh, God, you look on those, oh, God, that are down, oh, God, and can't get up, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that you strengthen them, oh, God. Raise them up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, somebody's down in the valley and can't get back, oh, God. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, look on that backslide, oh, God. Oh, God, bring them back to the fold, oh, God. Oh, God, fill your house, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, save their souls, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we realize, oh, God, you're soon to come back, oh, God. And you're coming back for a ready vessel, oh, God. Oh, God, we realize we got to be ready. Not get ready, but be ready, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we need your help, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. We can't do it without you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, look upon every church tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, from the north to the south, oh, God, from the east to the west, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we believe in you at your word tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, continue to show us the way, Lord. Oh, God, we'll follow, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Show us the way, we'll continue to obey you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, let it be done, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, when we go in our room and we don't come out no more, God. Hallelujah. When we go in our room and we don't come out no more, Lord. Oh, God, we ask that you save us and sit in your kingdom, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. These and all these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank God
you.
For the word.
Thank you.
Once again, thank God for that prayer. I tell you, I feel the presence of the Lord. The Lord has touched me through the word of God and also through that prayer. And we truly thank God for the moving of his spirit, for his touch, and hope that you have been blessed through the word of God tonight. Amen. And at this time, we're going to give way for our ministerial staff to have remarks if they so desire. God bless remarks from our ministerial staff.
Amen. First, give honor to God who held my life, to my president, Pastor Richard Jackson, to all the pastors, to all the mothers, to my own pastors, Pastor Gary Calloway. I'd like to say to our assistant pastor, continue to preach the word of God. Amen. As she say, show me the way. Amen. That's the way. The way of true righteousness and true holiness. That is the right way. Like she said, don't walk down Broadway, but walk down Straight Street. And I just thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. Feel encouraged. Amen. I want her to be encouraged. Continues to minister the word of God. And pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Elder Calloway, saying, show me the way. And this is what we need God to do. Elder Calloway, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise God. We thank God tonight for his precious word.
Amen. Do honor the Spirit of the Lord as the head of our life. Amen. To our President, Pastor Richard Jackson. Amen. To each and every minister, mother, everyone online on tonight. Amen. We truly thank and praise God for his word tonight. Lord, show me thy way. Amen. This is what we need the Lord to do in a day and time. Not that he hasn't already. Amen. Still, amen. We need to follow the ways of the Lord. Amen. God is truly good to each and every one of us. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Even the more. Amen. For amen. Sister Calloway. Amen. She preached out in her soul on tonight. Amen. Like to encourage her to continue to stand on God's word. God bless you. Pray much for me.
Praise God. We give honor to God, to everyone who's on the line. Thank God for the beautiful word coming forth on tonight. Amen. Lord, show me the way. Amen. When he show you the way, better get in line because that's the right way. That's the only way. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the prayer. Just thank God for all things. Pray for me. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I do thank God for that beautiful and inspiring message from Elder Calloway. Truly, she preached out of the soul. She preached the word. I tell you, it's soul searching. How that, Lord, show me thy way. Sometimes we're going in our own way, and we think we're right. But how that when Jesus show us his way, then we have to walk therein. Very beautiful message. Elder Calloway, keep preaching the word of God. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Giving honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for the beautiful word tonight coming from my own evangelist, Calloway. Praise God. Letting us know the word of God. Show me the way. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Praise God. And when the Lord show us the way, don't turn around and go the opposite way. Go the way that the Lord shows us to go. We want to say to evangelist, Pastor Calloway, keep on preaching the word of God. May your heart be encouraged, and God bless you.
Any other remarks?
God bless you. Giving honor to the Lord, to Ms. Jackson, to everyone on the line tonight. Well, I thank the Lord for that beautiful message. Lord, show me the way. And I thank God, if God show you the way, you're on the right way. But if you try to go on your own way, you get lost every time. But I thank God, if you stay on the way that God has for you, you won't get lost. And we thank the Lord for that word. Show me the way. And I'm saying, Elder Calloway, just keep on preaching the word. I really enjoyed you. God bless you.
Amen. We do give honor to Christ the head of my life. Amen. Give honor to, amen, our overseer, our president. Amen. Everybody in their respectable place tonight. Amen. We thank God for the word. Amen. Show me the way, man. We realize, amen, it's only one way. Amen. That's the right way. Amen. We got to continue to look to the hills, which cometh thy help. Amen. Say to Pastor Calloway, amen, that continue to let the Lord use you. Amen. Amen. He'll continue to show you the way. Amen. Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Truly, we give honor to the Lord. Amen. To Pastor Jackson, to my pastor, to all of the people of God. Amen. To everyone listening on the line, we praise God. Amen. For most of all, for the word of God on tonight, come to Pastor Calloway. Lord, show me the way. Amen. Truly, after trying our way, amen, there is no other conclusion but to come up with the Lord's way. God's way is the right way. Amen. I'm going to say to her, continue to be encouraged. Amen. Let God have his way in your life, and I enjoy the word of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. We are praying for you. God bless.
Amen. We do praise God. Amen. We honor the Lord as head of our life on tonight. Amen to our president. Amen, Pastor Jackson. Amen to all of the ministerial staff as a whole, to each and every one of the mothers, to everyone on the line. Amen. Thank God for his word on tonight. Amen. Lord, show me the way, Lord. Amen. As the preacher was going forth, brought forth such beautiful message. Amen. I thought about the song and said, Lord, as I travel here and there, I want you to show me the way. Amen. And we have need of the Lord showing us the way. Amen. As we're traveling along life's journey down here, we can't make it except God show us the way, except he lead us. I thought about the scripture that says, men are led by the Spirit of God, They are the sons of God. Amen. So we praise God, encourage the preacher. Amen. Evangelist Sister Linda Calloway, keep on preaching the word of God. Amen. Thank God for the prayer. Prayer changes things. Amen. Let's continue to look to the Lord, continue to trust God, and believe, and he will see us through. Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you.
Amen. Any other remarks? Not? This time we're going to
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming to Evangelist Calloway. I'm saying to her, continue to preach the word of God and let the Lord have his way. God bless you.
God bless
you.
This is
Adele.
I'd like to ask my overseer, may I make an announcement?
Yeah. Oh, we'll have announcements. Okay, we're going to have announcements, but right now the ministers are giving remarks.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. Any other ministers with remarks? Members of the ministerial staff?
Praise the Lord. Thank God for his word. It was a powerful word. Keep on preaching. Pray my sister and Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those remarks. And at this time, we're going to turn this portion of the service into the hands of our president, Pastor Richard Jackson. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to him, and after that, we'll have remarks. God bless.
And everybody said, thank God for his word.
Thank God for his word.
Amen. We thank God tonight for this 59th church anniversary.
Amen.
Thank God for this. See another anniversary. Amen. We thank God
tonight.
Yeah. Listen on the line. Amen. Glad to hear voices one more time. Amen. We thank God tonight for the beautiful message coming from Janice Calvish, the Earl of Calvish.
Amen.
She preached out of her soul. David want the Lord to show him the way. Amen.
Amen.
For us the way, because if we going our own way, we going
the wrong way.
Right. To a man, at the end thereof are the ways of death. So we want to go
right now,
God, in the way that we should go. I want to say to Elder Calvary, keep preaching the word. You preach out of your soul tonight. You told the truth. Amen. I want to say this. We thank God for every one of you listening over the line tonight. Glad to have you. One more time. And I want to encourage my sisters and my brothers. Everyone, be encouraged to look up. Continue to stay in the will of God. Continue to stay under the blood. Amen. We thank God also for Mother Marsha. Amen.
Amen.
Praying for
you. Amen.
Boy, yeah.
Amen.
Went back to him.
Amen.
Amen. The late Pastor Louis Marsha Sr., Vice President, Southern District Overseer. Also, to acknowledge the founder of this great assembly, the late Apostle Samuel W. Hope, Sr.
Amen. Amen.
We miss them very much. Amen.
Yeah.
They're very dead. Amen. They're going on home now. They have finished the work the Lord has given them to do. All
Amen.
We can do now is continue to go the way the Lord will have us. Amen. Stay in the Word. Don't get out of the Word. Amen. Stay in the Word. Amen. Keep looking at Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The theme is trust God. Trust God.
Amen.
No one to trust.
Amen.
No one else but trust God. In the same time that we are living in, we're living in a crucial time, and only the Lord can see us through this trying time that we are living in. Amen. Stay in his will, because he's the one that's keeping us alive. Amen. I want the saints to be encouraged and look up. Once more, I thank God for the word of God coming through. Elder Calvary should preach out of a soul And I don't know, maybe the mother would like to have something this year. I didn't hear them have a mouth. If they would like to have a mouth, they may do so right now. Our mothers.
Do thank God for the word that coming from Assistant Pastor. I can truly say it was encouraging and giving honor to Pastor Richard Jackson and every soul that's on the line and the ones that wasn't able to get on. I just thank God for just hearing the word of God, because I know that's what we have to do. We have to keep on with God's word, because if we don't and do God's word, just not be a hearer, but we got to be a doer and just keep on living the life what we're supposed to live, and that's in God's word. But the message is very encouraging to our sister Pastor can keep on preaching the word of God. Pray for me.
God bless.
God bless you, Mother.
Praise the Lord, giving honor to our president and to everyone on the line. I just thank the good Lord for that word, for that encouraging word of God, and I ask the saints continue to pray for me.
God bless you, mothers. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I do give praise to God.
God bless you, mothers.
God bless you.
To our president, Pastor Jackson, to everyone that's on the line, thank God for the beautiful message coming through Ella Sister Calloway. She preached out of her soul.
Yes,
amen. A very encouraging message letting us know, Lord, show us the way. Amen. So I'm going to yet design your prayers that you continue to pray for me. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank
God for you and your family. We praying for you. Keep the faith. Keep looking up. Keep looking to Jesus.
Amen.
You're in my prayer day and night. And continue to pray for me also. I need your prayers. Amen. Now the service back into the hands of the moderator. Vanessa, I mean.
Moderator.
Amen.
Moderator.
Praise the Lord.
The moderator.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all the remarks, all the encouraging words and exhortations. And at this time, we are going to call for announcements. Do we have any announcements?
God bless everyone. Wait. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Tomorrow night, we are scheduled to be back on teleconference at 6 p.m. out of my post, Pastor of True Holiness of Athens, Georgia. It's the scheduled speaker. Also, Sunday morning, we're scheduled to be in-house service, 11 a.m., at Christian Temple. Pastor Jr., our general president and pastor of Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. He's scheduled to be the speaker. And the climax of the 59th Annual Church Anniversary Revival is Sunday night on teleconference at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will, with Pastor Jared Bennett, Pastor of Grace Temple in Loudoun, North Carolina, scheduled to be the speaker. Also, let's keep in mind that True Holiness Temple is scheduled to have their 38th Annual Church Anniversary on November 28th if it be the Lord's will. Let's continue to pray for all those who are on the prayer list. God bless.
Amen. Missionary Desi, could you give the church conference number for the people who are listening on the radio?
Okay. Christian Temple's conference number is 508-924-2348. Again, that's
508-924-2358. Amen. Other announcements?
Yes. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be a listener of the word tonight. This is Sister Heidel. I know it's short notice. My condolences to Mother Marcia. I was unable to attend, but I am keeping you in prayer. I know your pain because I'm going through the same thing. My husband's funeral is tomorrow. Anyone who would like to attend, can look online for Edward and Sons Funeral Home. It's on the web, all of the information. They do not write cards anymore. Everything is technical now. So I finally made the arrangement. I thank all that are praying for me, and I thank you for your heart and your caring. God bless you. I enjoyed the word tonight. The time. Oh, Mama told me to tell you what time the funeral is. But you can go on the website and find out all of the information. It's called Edward and Son. Thank you. And God bless.
God bless.
Amen. God bless. We are praying for you. Are there any other announcements before we move on? If not, we truly thank God for blessing us tonight in the service. Praise the Lord, our 59th annual church revival. This is an anniversary revival, and I feel that the Lord has already begun to revive us. The word came in power and in demonstration. Praise the Lord is uplifting us and helping us to even look more to the Lord, as she just brought out those scriptures so beautifully. And in one part of that scripture, the part in the fifth verse, it said, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." So we have to have our tests and trials, but the trying of our faith worketh patience. Amen. So we learn to wait on the Lord, because surely the enemy, he'll sneak up and show us a way that's not God's way. And if we don't wait patiently for the Lord to show us the way, we could end up somewhere where we did not intend to go. Amen. So let's stay focused and keep looking to the Lord. And don't forget, our theme for this revival is trust God. At this time, Pastor Jackson, do you have anything further?
No, I don't have nothing else to say but tell the people, God, keep the faith, keep looking up. Amen. Keep looking to Jesus, the Alpha and the Finisher of our faith. Remember, stay in God's will. Stay under the blood. Amen. Because He is our protector. Amen. Nothing else protecting us but God.
Amen.
And we got to stay in that room and stay under the blood. God bless you.
So bless that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the service into the hands of the speaker for last sayings and dismissal. God bless.
God bless you. We really praise and thank God for all the remarks and everything that's said and done. Y'all continue to pray for us. Pray for me. Pray that God would ever have his will done. Amen. We pray to thank God. This time we're going to lift our hands into the Lord and repeat after me. Now to God our Father.
Now to God our Father.
Be glory forever.
Be glory forever.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless
everyone.
God bless everyone.
God bless everyone.
God bless
everyone.
Thank God for the word. Thank God for the prayer, and God bless everyone.
Amen.
God bless everyone.
Love you all. God bless.
Love you all.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful service and how the Lord blessed through the word of God that came. So glad that you tuned in on tonight. And just want to invite you to tune in on tomorrow night at 6 p.m. for the continuing in our 59th church anniversary revival. Praise the Lord, that number that was given out, you can call that number, 508-924-2348. And enjoy the Lord with us for the continuation of
this anniversary. And also, we look forward to you joining us once again on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if it be the Lord's will. And until that time, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. We want you to know that we love you. We are praying for you, and we thank you for your prayers and for your support. Praise be to God. Have a good night.